Welcome to Museum Minute from the University of Virginia. I'm Matthew McClendon, the J. Sanford Miller Family Director of the Fralin Museum of Art. Miss Rhoda Cranston looks out of her portrait and slightly to her left. Painted by John Singleton Copley around 1756, we see the artist relying on current English traditions of portraiture to establish the status and fashionability of his subject. Copley studied contemporary portraits in England and Europe, available to him in Boston through prints, and is learning from them trends in both placement and background, as well as the necessity of outfitting his sitters in the latest fashions. It's the clothing, or costume as we generally say in art history, that most captures my attention in this colonial era painting. Miss Cranston is in a dress of pink silk taffeta with a white ribboned bodice. She is captured three quarters length so that we really have the opportunity to see the dress. Copley pays great attention to the rather extraordinary earring in her left ear. This dazzling jewel is composed of large set and pendant pearls. It is eye-catching, to say the least, and both sitter and artist know it. However, I'm left with the thought that, while stunning, it must be incredibly heavy on her earlobe and terribly uncomfortable to wear for any length of time, especially the time a portrait sitting would take. Rhoda Cranston was from a prosperous family in Newport, Rhode Island, where she would spend her entire life. A few years after this portrait, she would marry the Reverend Luke Babcock in 1762, only to die a year later. This portrait becomes quite poignant as we realize that it gives us both a sitter and an artist in their youth, just as they are about to transition into maturity. Find out more at uvafralinartmuseum.virginia.edu or simply search for the Fralin Museum of Art. Museum Minute is a production of the University of Virginia and a member of the Virginia Audio Collective. Listen and subscribe at virginiaaudio.org.